Live Creative Now, episode 29.
Welcome to Live Creative Now with Melissa Dinwiddie, a weekly podcast to inspire you to create your art and share your work, because that's how you will change the world.
Hey, brilliant. This is Live Creative Now, the podcast for anyone with a creative hunger, whether you think of yourself as not artistic, not creative, or you think of yourself as an artist of any kind or anything in between, because no matter how you define yourself, feeding your creative hungers makes you feel more alive, and it's how you change the world. I am Melissa Dinwiddie, Passion Pluralite artist, happiness catalyst, and creativity instigator, here to address all your questions about living a full-color creative life. Today on the podcast, I am pulling back the curtain to share the good, the bad, and the ugly of a big project I recently took on, my birthday benefit concert that happened on November 7th. This is part of a series of case studies in creative courage that I'm sharing over on the blog and here on the podcast this week. Why? Because next week I'm starting an experiment in creative courage, and I'm inviting you to join me. You can sign up at livecreativenow.com to be the first to know. And now, on with today's episode. Last Saturday, November 7th, I did some brave things. First of all, I produced a two-hour solo concert, which was a benefit to raise money for the Jazz Camp West Scholarship Fund. Now, I have performed solo concerts before. That was a big dream of mine for many years, and I am now at the point where I actually have enough material that I can perform a full-length solo concert. So that wasn't the scary part, but doing it as a benefit in order to raise, you know, as a fundraiser, added a layer of scariness because, you know, how deflating would it be if I produced a benefit concert and I only raised like $15? So there was that. And there were also some other scary elements to this project. Specifically, this concert would represent a number of firsts for me, and firsts are often really scary. So this would be the first time live streaming a concert. I'd never done that before. Now, I have done countless live streaming webinars and taught a lot of classes online in live streaming video conference platforms, but a music concert is a different thing, so that was scary. It was also going to be the first time that I was going to try doing an audience participation song with my looper. And I was really excited about that and also really nervous because I didn't know how it was going to go. Now, again, I've looped for live audiences before. That's something I just started doing this year after doing a lot of looping in my home studio. I took my show on the road earlier this year. So I've done the looping in front of an audience before, but this time I plan to do a particular song in a really different way than I had ever done before, and getting the audience involved in singing the refrain. And in case you're wondering what I mean by looping, it means that I've got this app on my iPad that allows me to layer sounds. So I can layer my voice, I can harmonize with myself, I can turn myself into a one-woman band or one-woman chorus. So it's pretty cool. So that was going to be, that was a scary thing to try this audience participation idea. And it was also going to be the first time that I would deliver this 30-minute section that I've been practicing. Now, this section is actually a keynote speech about my Creative Sandbox Manifesto. I know it sounds a little weird to have a keynote speech as part of a concert, but trust me, it actually really works because the concert was songs and storytelling, and the keynote is songs and storytelling. So it does work, trust me. However, I had never done this 30-minute version of this keynote before anybody, not even my husband. So I didn't know how it was going to land. Plus, I'd only finished it this week, this last week. And even though I'd been practicing like crazy, I was pretty scared that I wasn't going to remember it all. So those are a lot of the things that I was nervous about. So how did it go? I'm going to give you a play-by-play, and I'm not going to pull any punches. So first, let's talk about the live stream. This worked. It actually worked. And that was a really lovely surprise because where I was performing, it was not my own home. It was at somebody else's house, at a house concert venue called Ava Nova. And I knew the internet connection there was pretty slow, a lot slower than recommended for live streaming music performances. And also, since the camera and the microphone we were using were just my husband's laptop, the built-in webcam and the built-in microphone on his laptop, the video and the audio quality weren't, you know, fantastic, but hey, it worked. People were able to log in and see, and they could hear. And so I was pretty pleased with that. Now, I have to say that it only worked because we were as prepared as we could be. I had done a lot of research online, and I read up on how to get the best results for a live music video stream, and I knew that Wi-Fi was not going to cut it. It had to be a wired connection. So I bought a 100-foot Ethernet cable to allow us to plug into the host's internet. I didn't know how far away the internet was going to be, so I bought this crazy long cable. And then also, my husband, brilliant man, thought to bring along an old external monitor that has been sitting around the house for years, and an old keyboard that he was able to plug into his laptop so he could monitor the chat while I was performing and see how everything was going without having to get his head in front of the webcam and get in the way of people's, you know, blocking people's view. And he had done his research to figure out what he needed, an adapter. I think he needed two adapters in order to get the monitor and the Ethernet to plug into his laptop. So without those things, it would have been a total bust. If we had had the budget, a more elegant solution would have been to use an external camera, an external microphone, but the camera wasn't in the budget. And although I brought an external microphone, we just decided to not complicate things too much. So next time we'll try that. But anyway, it worked. The video is pretty grainy and it's a little bit choppy and the audio isn't fantastic, but it worked and the live viewers seemed to enjoy it. And it's kind of cool that they got to be there live. And if you want to see what you missed, you can. You can just go to livecreativenow.com/birthday-concert. And there's a green button you can click to get access to the recording for a little donation. So the live stream worked. The looper, however, did not. All was not copacetic with the looper. In fact, my looping plans totally fell through because the tech totally failed. I've performed with my iPad through, you know, getting my microphone into my iPad and the sound from the iPad back out through the speakers a number of times now, but this time it just didn't play nice. It just refused to cooperate. So that was not only a bummer, but it kind of freaked me out because I spent about an hour trying to get it to work, trying various different things. And that was kind of stressful. And ultimately, I had to just completely drop it and go with plan B. So yeah, that was kind of scary. But thankfully, at this point, I've performed enough and I've done enough improv over the past couple of years that I've gotten pretty good at rolling with the punches. So I quickly scribbled down an alternate set list for the second half where I was planning on doing the looping, and everything worked out fine, even though I was bummed out that I didn't get to do the looping. But so that was that. And then as for the keynote, the Creative Sandbox Manifesto keynote, it went great. And it went great even though I did forget a few things. And other things I realized in the middle that, ooh, I forgot this piece. And so I, on the fly, ended up, you know, sort of speaking them in a different order than they originally were intended. But the really cool thing about performing your own work is that if you mess up, nobody knows but you. There were also a couple of moments that to me felt like just enormous gaps where I drew a blank and I was trying to remember what came next. And from my perspective, it felt like a week went by. I mean, it was like, oh my God, I've been standing here for hours. But I know from experience that these things always feel longer to the performer than they do to the audience. And my husband said he didn't notice anything. So I suspect he's probably right. It probably wasn't out of line from the audience's perspective. My biggest fear was that I would draw a complete blank and not be able to get back on track. And I was really scared of forgetting. And I was also really unsure how the keynote section would go over. But once I got going, I had a blast. It was so fun. I love performing for an audience and I love responding to what's going on with the audience. And, you know, this again is the product of being prepared. It's not by rehearsing that particular speech, but because I've been on stage a lot and I've done a lot of improv and I've learned how to be with an audience. This is not something I was born able to do. Not at all. Oh my God. In fact, the first several dozen times, probably several hundred times that I got up in front of an audience, I was terrified. I remember giving an oral report in grade school a couple of times and giving piano recitals and viola recitals. And oh my God, I was terrified. And the first, oh, probably 2 years that I sang as a jazz singer, I was so terrified. I would get dry mouth and my limbs would literally shake from the adrenaline. And I would get sick to my stomach and, you know, the whole nine yards, feel like I have to pee 50,000 times before going on, you know? So yeah, I was not born feeling comfortable on stage. So if you don't feel comfortable on stage, rest assured, you can learn to feel comfortable on stage by doing it. And then I'll tell you something else that's sort of a not so secret secret. I make mistakes all the time when I perform. And in fact, on Saturday, I totally screwed up my ukulele playing several times, starting with the very first song. Major, major screw ups. And not just that, but I forgot the words. The first song, the first verse, I completely blanked on the words twice. I went back to sing it again and I blanked on the same words. And I wrote the thing. So you can go and watch those mistakes for yourself if you like, because I've embedded the recording of the live stream on a private page. And if you donate a small amount to the Jazz Camp West Scholarship Fund, you can watch me mess up royally and you can see the entire show. And again, just go to livecreativenow.com/birthday-concert. And there's a green button right there for you to donate and get access to the recording. Anyway, all of this is to say that courage, that, you know, stepping forward and doing something that you're scared of, that is a practice. You get good at things by letting yourself be bad at them first. And you get comfortable at things by letting yourself be massively uncomfortable first. And the more that you do that scary, uncomfortable thing, the more normal it becomes, until eventually what used to be scary and uncomfortable is now your new normal. And then, of course, it's time to do the next thing that makes you uncomfortable, because that's how we grow. And that is what creative courage is all about. Now, I've been sharing some case studies of creative courage on my blog all week, and there are more to come because next week I'm starting an experiment in creative courage, and you're invited to join me. If you want to find out more, just sign up for my Insiders newsletter at livecreativenow.com, and you'll be the first to know. And by the way, this experiment in creative courage is an experiment for me as well. I'm going to be doing things that are scary for me alongside you doing some things that are scary for you. Nothing so outside of your comfort zone that you won't be able to handle it. But anyway, I'm excited about that. And again, if you want to find out more about that, sign up for my Insiders newsletter at livecreativenow.com. Meanwhile, I almost forgot to mention, you might be wondering, how in the heck did the fundraising aspect of the show go? That was something I was really nervous about. Was I only going to bring in $15, right? Well, at the time of this recording, my birthday benefit has raised $422.71 for Jazz Camp West scholarships. That's after fees. So that's the money that's going directly to Jazz Camp. And there's still time to raise more. You can go to livecreativenow.com/birthday-concert. And there's a green button right there for you to donate. And you'll get access to the recording of the live stream. This, I have to confess, is less than I was hoping. I was hoping to raise more. And this is an area of learning for me in a couple of ways. First of all, only about a third of the people who registered in advance for the live stream and have so far donated. And I have to confess, I was pretty disappointed. I thought that more people who had registered for the live stream would contribute, even if it was a dollar or two. So that was kind of disappointing. And part of that was my own challenge in getting the technology to work. I tried to set it up so that in order to attend the live stream, in order to register, people would have to contribute at least a couple dollars. But, you know, I just couldn't get the technology to work. So I finally gave up trying. And instead I decided to rely on the honor code. And I guess I'm a little naive in thinking that everyone who registered would do the right thing and chip in a few bucks. However, that said, I am so profoundly grateful to everyone who has contributed. $422.71 is enough to get somebody to camp who wouldn't have been able to go before. And that's so huge. People have donated every amount from $1 to $100. It's just been so heartwarming. I think most people have donated somewhere between 10 and 25. And gosh, it just has meant so much to me that people were willing to support me in that way. And even though it's really small potatoes, this, you know, less than $500 compared to the gala fundraiser that Jazz Camp West produced a few weeks ago, which raised tens of thousands of dollars, our combined efforts with this birthday benefit, and by our efforts, I mean Jimmy, who owns the Avanova House Concerts venue, who donated the venue to the Jazz Camp West silent auction last summer. And then there were 13 campers who chipped in to bid on that auction item to give it to me. And then my husband, who worked so hard to set up the live stream and loaded up the car for me too. He did almost all the heavy lifting. That's why I call him Miracle Man. Everyone who donated before and after the concert, everyone who came to the concert, everyone who came to the Avanova venue, and everyone who came to the live stream, all of us together are going to help at least one person get to camp next summer. And that's just really, really great. It's really awesome. So, you know, never underestimate the combined power of small actions and creative courage. It took me a lot of courage to put this offer out there, produce the concert, take on all the scary things about it. It took a lot of courage, but you know what? I am so incredibly glad that I did it, because now all the things that scared me about this, putting on this concert, feel a whole lot less scary. I've grown so much from doing this project. So that is my story of creative courage for today's podcast episode. So that's it. That's a wrap. Thank you so much for joining me today and listening to all the behind the scenes. Just a quick reminder that through the end of 2015, I'm holding live calls on the first Tuesday of every month. You can sign up to join me. December's our last live call. You can sign up to join me at livecreativenow.com/questions. And meanwhile, if you're getting value out of this podcast, the best way to thank me is to tell your friends and go over to iTunes and leave a 5-star rating and review over in the iTunes store. Those ratings and reviews make a huge difference in how the show is ranked. And that makes a really big difference in helping other people find it. And that helps grow the creative uprising. So you can play a really important role in this movement simply by leaving an iTunes review. And of course, I would be so profoundly grateful. Meanwhile, don't forget, if you would like to see the replay of my birthday party concert, for a small donation, you can go to livecreativenow.com/birthday-concert. Thanks again for joining me, and until next time, go get creating! Mwah!
Live creative now.
Subscribe at livecreativenow.com.